Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Beyond the Filter podcast. I'm Alexis.
I'm Paulina.
And it has been a fat minute.
Welcome back.
I feel a little rusty.
It's been like a month since we've recorded, I think, because we didn't record at all in May, I don't think.
I didn't even like see you once in May.
No, you were gone like most of May.
Yeah.
And then since you've been back, we've both been so busy. And now we're seeing each other in June. I saw you and I was like, come here.
No, literally. I'm like, it's been too long.
Like, not me gonna cry.
I know. Not me almost gonna cry too. I'm like, going a month without you is like kind of ridiculous.
Hurt. Yeah.
Never want to do that again.
No. Especially for a job.
Yeah.
What are we, adults?
I know.
Gross.
I'm like, no, thank you. Never happening.
No.
But it feels good to be back.
In my house with Ellie.
Yeah, cozy.
I made you dinner again.
Yeah.
Some turkey burgers that weren't that great.
They were good.
They were fine. They were just bland.
They just needed like a little crunch, like lettuce.
Yeah, so I made turkey burgers. They were like, the burger was good. And then we used pepper jack cheese, which helps a ton. The best cheese. But it just like, I didn't have lettuce or tomato. So it was literally just the burger, cheese, bun, and like, ketchup, mustard, whatever you want to put on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like, missing In-N-Out sauce, bacon, lettuce, tomato, onion.
Maybe even a pickle.
Oh my God. I was literally thinking about getting like pickle spears.
God, those are the crunch. Ooh, that sounds so good right
it
now.
It needed a little something.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was just, I've been having such a craving for turkey burgers though for a while. And I just feel like it didn't satisfy that because I didn't have the fixins.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe next week.
Well, we'll try it again.
Yeah, we'll try again.
I'll bring like avocado and stuff like that.
I know.
You know, just to jazz it up a little.
Yeah. Also, if I sound weird, I'm getting over a cold. I feel like everybody around me is sick right now.
Oh.
So weird. Not even people that I know though.
Yeah.
Or no, it's people that I know, but it's not people that I see daily where it's like something got passed on.
Yeah.
Like my friend's fiance got sick a few days after I got sick and I hadn't seen him in like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So it had been such a long time and I was like, that's weird. And then I forgot, but somebody else I know, I haven't seen it in a while. I don't remember who, but I remember thinking this today. I was like, that's weird.
You're like, oh.
Yeah. One of my friends, I haven't seen her in like a month maybe. And I found out that this past week she was also sick all week with the cold. And I was like, what the heck?
You're like, this is weird.
Like literally last week while I was sick, everybody else was sick. Yeah. So if I sound weird. Also, we were supposed to record last week so that it would be up. This episode would be up June 4th.
Oh, today.
Today. And then literally the day Alexis was going to come over, I was like, if you come over while I'm sick, you're going to kill me and you're going to blame me for getting you sick. So I was like, it's just best.
Yeah.
We push it back.
We can skip one more week.
Yeah. She's like, I fear I actually would kill you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I'm like, I think I would be mad if I got sick.
I would be mad at you if you got me sick. So
yeah, that's true.
I think it's so rude. Maybe this is a hot take, but we should have like iCarly, like the hot, like,
oh my God,
buttons,
little buttons
for like little segments.
I should have kept my remote. I had the remote.
Why?
They had like a toy of it.
Ah, and it had like the random.
Yeah, the random and like the applause and the laughing.
We should have that for our hot takes.
We should.
Anyway, but I think it's so rude, even if you're getting over being sick, but going over to somebody's house when you're like sniffling or have like a little leftover cough or something. I hate it. I think it's the rudest thing.
Me too.
I'm like, don't blow your nose.
It feels very inconsiderate.
Yeah. So I was like, let's just wait until I'm 100%, which I am. I think I sound congested, but I don't feel congested even a little bit.
I feel like you don't sound like it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And then I went to Disney on Sunday. And I was fine. I was fine to go to Disney.
I'm sorry. I was laughing at you because you were like struggling to reach your cup.
I was like, I'm drinking tea for my throat. It doesn't hurt or anything. But what I was going to say is that because, okay, so I was fine. I got sick on like, what, Tuesday or Wednesday or something?
I think so. Yeah.
I was fine by Saturday. I had pushed my Disney day back. I was supposed to go Saturday and I pushed it back. I was like, I just need like one more day to recover. And then I know I'm going to be 100% by Sunday. And I was. But all the screaming that I did on the rides and just like talking loudly because like we went with our friends. Monday morning rolled around and I was like, oh my God, I lost my voice. Even though I wasn't sick anymore, like I was fine. But I lost my voice on yesterday morning, Monday morning. And I've been drinking tea ever since because my throat just feels like I just strained it.
Yeah.
Like it's so overworked. I'm like, maybe I like, I bounced back too quickly. I'm not sure. But I also sleep with my fan on. Same. And then the air purifier. So I'm like, I wake up and my throat is like so like dry. And I'm like gasping for air.
Same. I'm like, it's like a fish out of water.
So I'm like trying to extra like maybe hydrate.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that on top of screaming after being sick for a week probably didn't help.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm not sick anymore. Thank God.
Imagine. I was like, I'm leaving.
You're like,
I'm like, so this is it.
Where's the thermometer?
Let me check. I'm like, come back next week.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I swear. Don't leave me again.
I know. I was like, wow, the separation anxiety was kind of real.
I know. What did you text me today?
What did I text you? I
texted you texted something. Me something like, I've had it.
Yeah.
You're like, I was where like, are
this
you?
Is enough. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, never going that long without seeing you again.
No. Mm-mm. I know. Even if we had, I was going to say, I don't even know what to share in terms of like life updates because it's been so long.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. We'll see.
Like,
oh, I got my first few actually paid sponsorships.
That's a slay.
The weirdest thing has been happening to me this year.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So at the beginning of this year, I did on January 1st, I did a tarot card reading on myself. Like I have the deck.
Oh.
And
why don't you ever do that on me?
I can before okay. you leave.
Yeah.
Should we do a live tarot card thing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Should that be its own episode?
Wait, yeah. Because I feel like we could talk about it for a long time.
Yeah, that might derail us today. Okay, yeah. We'll do that for a separate one. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, so I did a tarot card reading on myself. And I was just asking, what do I think this year is going to bring?
Yeah.
And it's been scarily accurate.
Oh.
And it's not like, I know some people like, you know, you don't believe in these things. And that's fine. I would say I'm like not, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm kind of... It's not that I don't believe it, but it's not that I am like superstitious about this stuff either. I'm just kind of like, I mean, if it is, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, I mean, then doesn't affect me one way or another.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is for that.
Like
but
you're not on one side or
the
other.
Yeah. I'm just like, I mean, it's just fun. Like I don't live by that stuff is what I'm saying. But anyway, so it's just been like accurate and it's weird. Like one of the what did it say? One of them was like scarily specific.
Oh.
Two. And it was saying like you're going to come into a lot of money, but you're going to realize that it's like at what cost basically.
Yeah.
And things are going to change for you in the sense where it's like, this isn't fulfilling for me. And
yeah,
you're going to find another route that maybe doesn't equal all this money that like you had in your hands at one point, but you're going to be happier. Like that's basically what the reading said.
Yeah.
Is that not my life right now?
That literally is. Like, now I'm like, can you read mine?
And then also, I did another reading, I think before May. And it said that May specifically was going to bring me a lot of like good fortune and wealth.
Ooh.
That's when I got my first paid sponsorship.
Yeah.
And it's June 4th today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to say how much I've made out loud because people are weird about that.
True.
But I've made
a decent,
a scary, like a weird, weird amount. Between May and June, because I haven't made a dollar by posting until May.
Yeah.
So it's like, what? And it's like,
that's accurate.
You guys understand, I have been trying to get my first paid sponsorship for 2 years. In a row, I had it on my like annual vision board. I was like, I'm finally going to have my first paid sponsorship. And I tried and I tried and nobody ever wanted to pay me.
Yeah.
I don't have that many more followers than I did last year. I would say I probably have less. Like,
I know. It's always like every time I post.
I probably lost like 100 or something.
I'm like, oh, okay.
But for some reason, I'm getting paid sponsorships and it started in May. And it's so weird.
Yeah.
And I'm crazy. Like, yeah, like things are like turning around.
I feel like we've both found like our niche.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Because maybe like my content got better. I don't know.
I feel like you've really like zoned in on like the styling aspect.
Yeah.
Like, oh. I feel like you've always been like that, but I feel like this year you've like really found it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It hit me actually last year because my TikTok content started going viral and I started selling digital style guides.
Oh yeah.
And I made a decent amount of money from selling digital style guides on Etsy. Mm-hmm. And when I would make outfits in Canva, like the ones on the white background that you see people post on Pinterest and stuff. Yeah. I started making those. And that was always my content that did so well on TikTok. So that's why I started making digital style guides, because I'm like, oh, like this is what people want. Yeah. You know? So I started doing that because not everybody wants to hire a virtual personal stylist, which is fine. Like, it's a little bit more money and, mm-hmm. you know, you have to talk to somebody in a video call. It's like, it's not everybody's going to want to do that.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is affordable and you don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do I sell them for? $8?
Yeah.
So it's like done, you know?
It's like affordable.
Exactly. So it's easier for mm-hmm. people. So I started doing that. And then last month, yeah, in May, I was like, you know what? Because of this whole like TikTok maybe going away thing, I was like, I need to find a way to translate it into Instagram.
Yeah.
So then last month in May, I started, it's because on Instagram, I was posting just like myself in outfits and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like my Instagram sucks, honestly.
Please.
And so then I started a second Instagram account because I found this whole other world that I just never really knew of, mm-hmm. of people who post literally that, like they post outfits that they make in Canva or whatever, just on a white background.
Yeah.
And then everything's linked on their Like to Know It page. So basically mm-hmm. what I'm doing on the style guides and on yeah. TikTok, but on Instagram. And I didn't even know, mm-hmm. but it's like a whole world.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And they have like hundreds of thousands of followers. Mm. So then and
they're probably making like decent amount off of that.
Off of commission and stuff yeah. too. And also they get sponsorships because brands will ask them to like feature a product with their products on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So, and also like people that follow me on Instagram, which I'm sure like you deal with this too. It's like, I can see my followers, like where they live.
Yeah.
Like, all from our hometown.
Yeah.
Like not all it's of like it, majority. But like a majority yeah. of it. It's like this tiny little town in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they're not buying my stuff. They yeah. don't care about my podcast. Like they're it's just like being nosy.
The person like Ohio that like needs help.
No, exactly.
Like just that's like the random people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want to start a separate account for specifically my styling stuff.
Yeah.
So I can promote my style guides, my personal styling through there, post the outfits, and I like making them anyway. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that for the past month. I think that's my biggest life update probably that I've been doing this month.
I know. I feel like you've been doing pretty good too.
I've
thought about doing that because for some reason, I feel like my content that like gets views is like new cafes or new restaurants that I like post about. Mm-hmm. Because tell me why my little sandwich reel is doing still so good.
It was cute.
It's cute, but like
you're good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
you're gonna become like a little foodie blogger.
Yeah, I feel like that's eventually what's gonna happen. But I'm like, my reels, like, I don't know, I don't really get views on them. I feel like it's harder for me to get views on Instagram. Mm-hmm. This reels I got like 6,000 or 5,000, and I'm like, it's literally like you're a like, 4 second clip of sandwiches.
Those are the ones that do so well though.
I was looking at the insights this morning and it says like replay like an hour or something, so I'm like, okay, a lot of people are replaying this.
You know what, that's true, because the shorter the content is, just gonna keep replaying.
Yeah,
that's smart.
And so I was looking at all the analytics and it's been sent like so many times and like saved, and I'm like, okay, pop off little sandwich clip.
I mean, it's true, I save so many videos mm-hmm. of places I want to go to.
Yeah,
or it's like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah,
and then I'll save it for later.
Exactly.
So it's smart. Mm-hmm. It's always the content that you don't think is going to do anything. And then it's,
I literally posted that. I was like, it's probably going to get like 900 views.
Yeah.
Cause that's like me on a good day. And then yeah. it kept going and I was like, oh.
Or like that, my viral video on TikTok, the Disney one.
Yeah. Like, you're like, out of all things.
I was like, really?
You're like Disney.
And I know. And I'm like, I love Disney. I'm a Disney adult. So like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's not my niche.
Yeah.
On for content. So I was like, okay.
You're like, okay, I guess.
But I have it pinned to my profile because I was like, 2 million views.
Yeah.
Score.
That's crazy. You're like, can I get that every day?
I know. And I remember my friends got mad at me because I was like, wait, I have a content idea. And it was literally what I posted. Like,
yeah.
It was like I was walking through Cars Land in Disneyland. And then I was like, POV, like it's the end of that. It's because the sunset that night was gorgeous. And then like Mater was out and about. And it was like such a like a vibe. And mm-hmm. it was July and it was like 100 degrees that day.
It was
like
summer.
It was like
the
it was
epitome of summer.
Such a vibe.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God. So I was like, hold on. And they were like wanting to go on a ride. And I was like, wait. And I like ran away.
Taking it.
I know. They're like, oh my God, she's so annoying.
Like, and all she wants to do is take photos.
I know. And because none of them are into social media at all. So yeah. They're like, okay. Like, mm-hmm. when we went to Coachella and I kept being like, take a picture of me, take a picture of me. They were all like, in a nice way. They weren't being mean about it. But they were like, take a picture of me. And they're like posing and like making fun of me. I was like, whatever.
You're like, whatever. I'm here for the content.
And so when I did that and then I ended up posting it and I went viral, I was like, I don't want to hear it.
You're like, this is going to pay my bills one day.
No, literally. I was like, one day I'm going to take all of you all out to eat. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on me.
I will or on a brand say, or like, tagging brands, I feel like, definitely helps. Because when I posted my little Erewhon smoothie, I tagged all the brands that, like, had the ingredients in the smoothie. Mm-hmm. And I got sent two things from the brands.
See,
I got the protein powder and something else. How I forgot. Cool. I'm like, that never would have happened.
Yeah. Got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And then it's just, I don't know. I see so many TikToks and reels too about like things to do in our area, mm-hmm. which is so good to go viral in your area too. Yeah. Like it's amazing.
Like that new cafe I sent you today. Mm-hmm. I should like probably make a reel of that before it gets like,
I know,
old.
Yeah. Before everybody's like, okay, I've seen it before.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's been open for a few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love that for you.
Thanks. I love that for you too.
I know. I'm like, just wait till the end of June. Yeah. We'll see.
You're like, I'm going to double my salary. That'd be kind of such a slay though.
Even if I doubled my content creator salary, I wouldn't even come close to my full-time job salary. Not even close,
It's the effort that counts.
I know. I may have a life update at the end of June though. I don't want to share it because I'm not 100% sure about it yet.
Yeah.
I'm like pretty sure, but I'm also very indecisive because I'm anxious and I overthink everything.
Me.
So I may have a life update at the end of the month. TBD.
TBD is right.
We'll see. But it would be a huge one. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
We'll revisit that.
We'll circle back.
Yeah.
We'll
circle back on that. I was like, what are we talking about today? Summer?
How long has this been?
It's only been 18 minutes.
All right. Not bad.
I feel like we were talking for way longer.
Okay, well, Alexis got here at 8. It's 10 at this hour. Mm-hmm. And then we barely started recording 18 minutes ago, as you know.
Yeah.
And Carlos comes out right now and he's like getting ready to take Ellie out for the last time tonight. And then like every time he takes Ellie out for the last time, that's when Alexis will usually leave too, because we walk her out.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, like, come on, girls. And then I was like, we were barely setting up. He's like, oh, you're recording too? And I was like, we haven't recorded one.
Yeah.
He's like, what have you been doing? And I was like, just yapping.
Just chit-chatting away.
And it's so funny because like me and you text all day, every day. Like it's not like, we haven't seen each other in a month, but it's not like we don't know everything that happened to each other that day.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not like we like stopped talking for a month.
No, like
we text
like we were there
24 hours. Yeah. Like the only time we're not texting is like when we're asleep if we're really busy at work.
So yeah, we've been yapping for a long time.
Yeah. And like we had a lot of catching up to do.
But today we're talking about fun stuff, summer bucket list, because it's June.
I think, when does summer start? Like June 19th?
Let's check the official date, but I think so.
Or June 18th or June 20th.
Oh, no, June 19th is Juneteenth.
Oh, okay. Wait, maybe it's...
Is it in July?
After? I could have sworn it was in June.
I think it's in June.
It's like, I thought it was like the 3rd.
It's not in the Google calendar. Let me look it up. Or the Apple calendar.
Please. I always forget you use Apple calendar.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
I use Google.
I do want to use Google calendar so that I have my own calendar. Kali has his and we can sync it.
Oh, that is nice to have.
Because Apple doesn't do that. Mm-mm. At least I don't know how. Oh, June 20th.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
It's coming.
Coming up soon.
Oh, so when this goes up, it'll be the week before. So perfect timing.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Honestly, after like Memorial Day, it's summer.
I was going to say.
Or during Memorial Day, I'm like, okay, summertime.
I feel like we've had a lot of gloomy days though recently. Today was kind of gloomy.
Today was dark.
Yeah. Mm. The silence. You're like, like, this isn't California weather.
Okay. So summer bucket list. I feel like this summer's very... Maybe it's just me, but I'm feeling very playful and like youthful in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
I'm happy. Feeling, I think for me, like, I don't even know what the word is. Maybe I'll use nurturing.
Ooh. So it's like a slow summer.
Like a self love, self healing.
Yeah.
Really working on myself summer.
You sound like Serena Vanderwoodson. She's like, I can't. I'm not going to focus on boys. I'm just really going to focus on
the comparison. I'm just like envisioning like certain Gossip Girls. Where she like goes away for the summer. She's like, I'm coming back.
She was so like, I'm going to go to a yoga retreat.
No, literally.
She's like, Blair, I can't go to Paris.
I'm like, that's so me, honestly.
Oh my God.
Really, you're focus so on right.
That's a good thing though.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that's my vibe for the summer, but also like obviously still having fun, like going to Padres games and like just doing things outdoors.
You're retiring from the streets.
I am.
So
I need a little break, mm-hmm. at least for the time being.
Yeah. When she told me that, I was like, welcome to the mid-20s because you're turning 25.
Yeah.
I think I was like 20. It was 23 mm-hmm. when I started being like, I'm done.
You're like, I'm checking out.
And I haven't really been back.
I feel so like bloated a lot lately. And I think,
me too. That's so weird.
Like, what's going on with that? Yeah. I'm like, I need this to like go away.
When I went to Disney on Sunday, it was so funny because in my backpack, I had a pouch filled with different types of medicine. Oh, I had Tylenol.
Yeah.
I had Pepto. Mm-hmm. I had Tums. I had Excedrin. And I was like, what do you need, guys? I have it all.
I'm a first-time purchaser, buyer
uh-huh.
of Excedrin. I now know not to go anywhere without it, even if I don't get migraines.
No, Gali can. I have it for Gali, not for me, because I don't get migraines. But mm-hmm. He has chronic migraines, and
yeah.
it's the only medicine that works for him. And no, it's literally. Like, it really takes it out of him, though, because of all the caffeine, so... Mm-hmm. After he takes it, he's so groggy. That's but so it true. Works.
Yeah, but it works.
Yeah, it's the only thing that gets rid of his headaches.
No, I got my first migraine when I was gone.
Oh yeah, in month. Dallas.
Oh my God, I like literally felt like I just like drank all night and like came home and had the alcohol spins.
Ugh.
I could barely like even get up to like get the
it's all dizzy
hotel phone to like call to see if they had Excedrin.
911.
I was like, need an ambulance. And I literally DoorDashed Excedrin because I was like, Tylenol's not going to cut it.
No.
Like Advil's not going to cut it. And I was like, if I like spin any more longer, I'm literally going to be sick and it's not going to be good.
Not with our emetophobia.
Nope. So I was like, I'm DoorDashing this. I don't care how much it is. It was awful.
Yeah. And it worked?
Yeah. It literally.
Did you get the green one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
The extra strength one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good
I was
one.
Like, give me the whole bottle. No, it was like, it was so bad. I was like, wow. Because when I went to go get coffee, I was like sitting there and I was like, I literally feel like I'm going to pass out.
So weird. And it was straight out of the plane?
Yeah. And I like, at first I was like, okay, maybe it's because like I hadn't really ate all day. Like I just had like the plane snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, honestly, my blood sugar could be low.
Yeah.
And so I made sure to like eat my lunch. Mm-hmm. And then I was sitting there drinking my coffee and I was like, I'm terrified I'm going to pass out because I don't like, know anyone here.
Yeah.
I'm here alone.
Look at how embarrassing.
Yeah, and I'm going to pass out of a coffee shop. And of course, there was cute. Like no indoor seating and it was like hot and humid.
You were
Dallas.
Sitting outside?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a mixture of a lot of bad things.
No, literally. And so I was like, okay, it's probably the lack of yeah. food, the lack of water, and this dumb weather. And I got back to my hotel room and I was like, I can't do anything.
No, you were bound to get a migraine.
Yeah, I was like, I was spinning so bad.
Yeah.
And I've never had that happen to me before. And I was like, I literally could barely get up.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. So I always travel with Excedrin now.
You look traumatized.
Yeah, I'm yeah. like.
that's like, me. I always need Pepto with me at all times. Nothing has happened to me.
Yeah.
Like where I need Pepto on the go, but mm-hmm. you never know.
Yeah, I've been taking Pepto a lot recently, if you know why.
I've been taking Tums a lot. I don't know why I'm so bloated right now.
I don't know what.
I only like recently started getting bloated and it was so funny because I thought my stomach hurt. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't.
You didn't know it was like the bloat?
No, I yeah. didn't. I wasn't familiar with bloating because it's not something that I ever like really dealt with until recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what triggers it and what doesn't. I mean, other than like greasy food every once in a while, but I typically stay away from greasy food because my stomach's too sensitive anyway. But yeah.
Same.
Yeah. So I don't know what's triggering it. I should probably test that.
Yeah.
But it hurts.
I know. I hate like having like our emetophobia too, because sometimes I'm like, I can't tell if my stomach actually hurts or if it's like the bloated.
I don't know the difference.
I don't know either.
Now I understand because the bloating is like, it's more like sharp pains.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you feel it in other parts of your body, like not just your stomach. Like at least me, I feel like it affects my whole body.
I feel like it like my face feels puffy when I'm like super bloated. I don't know.
Also, when I'm so bloated, I feel it in my shoulders and my jaw. And so I asked my friend who's a nurse, and apparently when you have like trapped gas in your body, you feel it in those places, which is so weird. I was like, okay.
That is weird.
Yeah.
But I also just learned that like it's painful. Most of us aren't like breathing right.
Oh yeah. Because I learned that in Pilates.
Yeah, like my physical therapist, because the top area of my back like constantly like cracks. Mm-hmm. And she says it's because I breathe from like basically my neck up and I don't breathe like from my full stomach, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're supposed to have like your rib cages go to the side.
Yeah, and apparently mine like stick out or I don't know, there's something off with them.
Yeah.
And so she said I need to like focus on my breathing, which I feel like could be good for me.
It makes a really big difference
in
your way of life, apparently. Mm-hmm. Also, just the shape of your ribs is going to change.
I will say, like, ever since going to physical therapy, I'm, like, super aware of, like, my posture and my head being forward when I'm working.
Oh, good.
And so, I feel like I've actually improved it a little bit, which is good.
That's good. I know, because normally when we record, we're like, oh, our neck.
Yeah, we're, like, hunched over. I'm like, wonder why.
Literally me right now, I'm like a shrimp.
Yeah, and I'm, like, having my back pressed again so I don't hunch. Okay, I don't even know where
we were. I don't know how we got here.
I really don't know what we were saying before this.
Me neither. It's hot in here. I'm sweaty.
I thought I heard your air come on.
It is on.
I'm kind of sweaty too. I'm not going to lie.
Anyway, okay. I'm going to stop talking now.
I don't know what we said.
Before. I don't know how we got here.
I don't know why. I actually don't know. About her health problems.
I'm like, cut this out.
Yeah.
Not me talking about trapped gas in my shoulders.
Me, I have the alcohol spins a migraine.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about summer.
we got to this. It's because I was saying, or you were saying your summer was very
healing.
And I was like, Serena Vanderwoodson. And I don't know what happened. I kind of blacked out after that.
I'm screaming. Okay, well.
Okay.
We made a list.
5 things each.
Of fun things to do during the summer.
Oh, I have 6 actually.
Oh, I'll think of one more.
Okay. Okay, so I guess we're going to give 2 different vibes then for our bucket list. So yours is going to be.
Yeah.
Slow summer.
Slow summer with a hint of fun.
Okay.
But my terms of fun.
Mine is going to be. It's going to be like activity type things. Mm-hmm. I would say like I don't know, things that reminds you probably of like your childhood and stuff like that, like just like getting out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to go first?
Yes. I guess the first one I'll read off is I have make a yummy pasta salad, like a cold pasta salad.
Yum.
I feel like summer's the perfect time for like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's so many different recipes out there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it just instantly like cools you. Or like after a long day of swimming.
Ooh.
And you get out and you have pasta salad and like a hot dog. That sounds so
good. Oh my God, yum.
I love a glizzy.
Please. I just saw a TikTok of somebody who... I think they went up to somebody at the grocery store buying hot dogs. And I think they had a lot. Probably it was like Memorial Day weekend or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you going to do with all those glizzies? And it was like an old person. And they're like, the what?
The what? They're like, huh? One thing about me is I love a hot dog. So that sounds fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like making a pasta salad is always the move. I feel very nostalgic about them. Because when I did gymnastics, my friend's mom would always make this yummy pasta salad. Ooh. And we were like, oh my God, this is so good, like send us the recipe. And it was a box.
They have box pasta salads. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, obviously you can like add more to it or whatever.
Yeah,
but she's like, oh, it's like this box.
Wait, that's crazy. I had no idea.
And I was like, this changed my life. Now I like think about it so much. It's like just like a summer thing for me.
Wait, that's actually really good to know, because I literally just made a pasta salad the other day.
Yeah.
Like last week. And I felt like it was missing something, like with the sauce. So I'm like, maybe I should get the box.
Yeah, because then it comes with like a little powder packet, which probably isn't the healthiest, but it really sauces it up.
I put in mine, I did pesto for the sauce. That was literally it. So it's just kind of dry. Like I feel like I need something like creamy. Like
an oil or
cream,
some sort, vinegar. Yeah. I don't know.
Like a vinaigrette or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was literally just pesto. So I felt like it needed something else because pesto is like kind of dry.
Yeah.
And then I did the spiral pasta because to me that's like the only way for pasta salad.
No, duh. Yeah, I'm like, if you use like spaghetti, I'm like, are you psycho?
Ew, spaghetti. Yes. Imagine slurping up cold spaghetti. And then I did chicken. I did mozzarella, cherry tomatoes, cucumber.
You know what's also good? Like a little salami slice.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the Italian pasta salads.
Ooh. So good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is having an outdoor movie night or like a drive-in moment.
Oh, cute.
So in San Diego specifically, and I'm sure other places have this, but our city has free movie nights every Thursday and Friday, I think between like June and August, mm-hmm. at different public parks throughout San Diego. And so they're free. They have free ones.
Yeah.
If you want to check your city, but also the drive-in here, it's like $7, really affordable compared to like going to the movie theater.
Yeah. Which is like 20. Yeah. It got more expensive.
Uh-huh. So yeah, I love going to the drive-in in the summer. It's such a vibe, like being under the stars, and like it's like not super cold outside, so you can wear like an oversized hoodie and just like mm-hmm. shorts or something.
Yeah,
so cute. And with snacks, and you get to bring your own snacks.
True,
like it's a
you
vibe
to pay.
Yeah, I just like being outside.
Mm-hmm. We do love the outdoors.
Yeah, and at night it's fun too. It's just different. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's a cute date night idea too.
Yeah, for sure. The next one I have, going back to my glizzy.
Speaking of glizzies,
go to a baseball game. Ugh. Some sort. There's stadiums.
Like a t-ball game.
All over the world. I will say Petco Park is America's number one ballpark. So
I've seen the funniest TikToks of people going to the Dodgers.
Ew.
Stadium. And
gross.
Then like people who are from LA. Yeah. And then they'll come to ours and they're like, ooh,
this is nice. I'm like, yeah, talk crap now. You can't.
I've actually never been to another baseball stadium ever. So
I've made it a life goal of mine to like go to all the ones in the U.S. Mm-hmm. like before I'm like old.
I would love to go to the San Francisco Giants one. Whatever it's called. It starts with an A, I think. Or O.
Or Oracle.
Oracle.
Yeah,
Oracle
I was like,
Park.
Wait,
yeah.
I think it's O.
I was like, wait. It looks nice.
I think I've only been to the one in Arizona when I was like really little. And then I've been to Angels. I've been, unfortunately, to Dodger Stadium.
I've passed by the Angels and the Dodgers, but never inside.
Angels is like meh. It's so like underwhelming.
Yeah.
Like I like the
it's
team.
Small.
Yeah. But like it's so just like, oh, this is it type
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah. Ours is crazy.
Yeah. I feel like.
Like you can get wood fired pizza.
No. Or like Greek food. I'm like, okay.
Literally anything you want.
Yeah.
There's lounges.
Mm-hmm. I'm like. All these other stadiums really don't have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I put for my. I always feel like going on a sunny day.
Yeah.
With your little hat and sunnies and you're eating a hot dog.
Or getting like ice cream in the little and the ball hat, ballpark mm-hmm. hat cup things.
Ugh. So good.
So cute. I feel like that's just like summer.
Yeah.
Baseball games.
I'm like, that's like my ideal game.
Not for the players. That sucks. But
yeah, I'm like,
for us, it's great.
For us viewers, I'm having a blast. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like this one's like a combination, but it falls under one category, which is just like park days. Mm. I love going to the park. I've been going almost every single day.
Yeah.
After work, just like whether to go for a walk or.
You do have a nice park near you.
We do. Yeah. Mm. We have two that are really nice. But I just love going to the park. I love that it's free.
Yeah.
And like we can bring Ellie. Mm-hmm. We just like tie her to a tree because we have like a 50-foot leash. Mm-hmm. So we'll just kind of like we can literally do anything.
Yeah.
But there's so many things you could do. So I have like a little list of things you could do at the park. So reading a book under a tree. I did that by myself the other day and it was so Ooh. Relaxing.
Yeah.
Also, there were three other people there doing the same thing, mm-hmm. which I was like, oh.
You're like, oh,
that
this
was nice.
Normal.
Yeah. Because I was just sitting under a tree in the shade mm-hmm. and it was just me and Ellie.
Yeah.
And she was laying down and I was just reading. And I was like, this is a vibe. Like,
I
loved it.
Nice to like not hear anything around you. I don't know. I
just
feel
like birds chirping.
Quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. It was nice. Having a picnic. It's kind of an obvious one, but mm-hmm. I just like that you can do it in so many different ways. Like you can do it by yourself if you want to.
Yeah.
And pack like your favorite snacks or whatever. And I like making my own food for picnics mm-hmm. instead of like buying stuff. You know, I just like it makes it exciting and it's like very wholesome. Mm-hmm. Or you can invite your friends. There's just so many things, like people you can have a picnic with, and you can make it a thing, or you could just do something small, whatever. I just love it. You can do yoga in the park.
True.
I've seen a lot of people doing that, or I've just seen people doing like Pilates. They have it on their phone. Mm-hmm. And I saw somebody doing it with like their yoga mat.
Oh,
they just
nice.
Put it out and they were doing bicycle crunches and everything. I was like, okay, girl.
You like pop off.
Yeah. I've also seen people doing there's a word and I can't remember, the people who do like exercises but only with their body weight, and it's like they're doing like headstands and things.
Not aerobics, because that's like the pool, right?
No, it's called aerodynamic.
I think so. That sounds right.
Let me look it up.
Watch us be like so off.
No, I don't think that's it. Help. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just people doing like fun workouts and things. Mm-hmm. So there's that. My personal favorite lately has been like doing some sort of sport outside.
Ooh.
So I'm in a kickball league right now with friends for fun. And I'm having so much fun. We do it after work and it's once a week. We signed up for a second season because it's just like such a blast. And it's just, you don't have to win. You don't have to be good. It's just like we're adults just doing it to get outside. Mm-hmm. And it's just so much fun. It's like very fulfilling for my inner child too. Love it. So I'm in kickball, also like beach volleyball or just like at the park, just setting up a net. Also I've been into like tennis and pickleball lately. And then me and my friends, we went to go play basketball for 2 hours the other day.
Oh,
and I was so sore. And it's like, free.
Wait.
I just love it because it was so much fun. And it's free. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just, it's fun. Because I feel like in high school, you don't really do that much stuff like that unless you're like in a
like
sport.
In, on the team.
But I never wanted to join. I was a cheerleader. No. I'm like, I didn't want to do that. I didn't even like cheerleading that much. But I'm like, I just want to do it for fun. Like, I'm not here to be on a team and to like win.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just here for the vibes. Like, it's just, I'm just here for fun. Mm-hmm. Just to get outside and move my body. So I've been loving it.
The next one I have is, I feel like this summer I really want to like get more variety in with my workouts. So I put like try different workouts.
Ooh.
I just downloaded ClassPass. Mm. I'm trying it out. I'm going to see if it's worth however much it costs a month.
How is it? How much is it?
I think it's $69, which honestly isn't that bad if it gets you like weightlifting, Pilates, spin, hit.
Is it unlimited?
I think.
No, you have credits.
Yeah, you have credits. So I think like, I don't know if they have like different plans like that gets you more credits. I don't know. But I signed up because I really want to do weightlifting to like at least focus on my neck and making it stronger and like my posture. But I hate going to the gym.
Yeah.
I don't like using those
scary
machines. So I have been looking on like my ClassPass app to see like what's around me, because I feel like that's a good way to like switch things up without like breaking the bank, I guess. So I feel like, honestly, I think it might be $69 a month. I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And you have access to literally like any workout studio.
I mean, yeah, because if we go to one spin class, it's $25.
Yeah, so like $69 a month for like a variety of classes.
Yeah,
I feel like it's really good.
That's pretty good. Have you tried anything else?
No.
I'm like, how's it going?
I've just been browsing the app. When I say
I used it
actually
once.
No, today I boxed.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that counts. Thursday, I won't like obviously name where I live, but apparently there's a new like weightlifting studio near me that like focuses. I mean, they do like some cardio. I guess it's kind of HIIT, but like it's mostly weightlifting. So I think I'm going to try that out Thursday morning.
Nice.
But I was like, I need to switch things up so I'm not just doing spin all the time.
Yeah.
I did hit 100 classes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I have like 19.
I just hit my 100.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so many. Did you get anything?
I got like a little cute little sticker and a card. And
cute.
Then
that's so nice of them.
I rode the podium, which I told you about.
Oh, right.
Kind of scary.
That was so scary. I can imagine.
I was like, oh, but everyone was so supportive. So I was like, you guys
How
are
cute.
The best. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is terrifying. I don't want to ever do this again.
That's so funny.
So yeah, but I'll come back with updates as we drive more places. I'm like, oh, not you like
we
calling
need
me out.
We should have like an end of summer recap.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What did we
actually do for my list?
I'm like, I didn't do anything, actually.
You're like, I lied.
Yeah. Okay. My next one is going night swimming.
I love night swimming.
I know. I wish we didn't live near the Pacific Ocean. On the West Coast, I mean, because Florida has Pacific Ocean, right? Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah. That's the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, yeah, it is. I don't know. I was thinking
it is.
Atlantic.
You're making me second guess. No, it is. Mm. Okay, it is. Yeah. It is.
Okay.
I need to look it up. You're like staring at me.
Then watch you. You're probably right.
Oh, it's the Atlantic?
I was right?
Wait, where's the other Pacific Ocean? It, well, not the other one, but isn't it? Oh.
Wait, so what is it?
Or am I? I think it's the Atlantic Ocean. Is that why it's so much prettier?
I think so. They have like clear, their water's more clear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because like when people go to like.
Oh, yeah, it's the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, never mind. Yeah,
because I will say like Florida beaches, they're still like sparkly and blue. Yes. And like ours are like so ugly.
So ugly. And also, when you go swimming in Florida, the water's warm.
Mm-hmm.
But then over here, even though it's hot, the water's freezing. And also, yeah. It's dark blue and you can't even see through it. It's so creepy and ugly.
Did you see they closed the Del Mar Beach because there was a shark?
There was a shark.
I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, our waters are scary. Yeah. They're freezing.
Absolutely not. With freezing. Sharks? No, ugh, thanks.
No. I know. I see people go like canoeing and kayaking a lot here. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh, that's no. risky. You don't know what's below you.
Mm-mm.
Also, we have a history of sharks being here.
I was going to say, I feel like there's like, always, the big like a shark attack. Yeah.
Yeah, no. So my version of night swimming is going to the pool, the heated pool.
I will be texting my uncle to use his pools.
Yeah, or like a jacuzzi or whatever. But
yeah,
it's just nice. It's a very quiet. It's a very like mm-hmm. relaxing.
I will say it feels activity. Good, especially if it's like a hot day because it's like still kind of warm at night. Mm-hmm. But you're like in a pool.
Yeah, if you live near like a warm ocean or lake or something, lucky mm-hmm. you, but I don't have that.
No.
So I will be using my community pool that is not heated, but the jacuzzi's a vibe.
Yeah. That's always a good idea if your pool's not totally heated.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, which one have I not talked about? Oh, this next one I thought was fun. I put go berry picking.
They're in season.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm like, I've always wanted to go strawberry picking.
Me too. We should go.
Honestly, I'm kind of down. We can mm-hmm. make like a little day out of it. But I just feel like that's fun.
Yeah.
I think it's like a cute little activity to do.
Yeah, it'd be cute. Right? And you can like bake something with your strawberries after.
They're fresh strawberries.
Yeah. Speaking of, this is random. I know I already talked to you about this, but just so everybody, I need everybody to hear this.
Yeah.
The lemon blueberry nothing bun cake flavor is the best thing ever. Is it seasonal? Yeah. I think it's still the end of June, maybe.
Oh, okay. I was like, maybe I should go get it.
You need to go get it, like, tomorrow. It's just the best thing to ever grace this planet. And I love anything lemon-flavored, and I love anything blueberry-flavored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for pastries, desserts, I love both of those. And then together. Mm. And also, I love nothing bun cakes.
Yeah, so good.
So much. Like, the only bad flavor I've ever had from there is a peppermint one. Disgusting.
That one was giving toothpaste.
Like
it
worse.
Just was too minty. Like it was bad. Yeah.
I don't even know. Like the worst possible tasting toothpaste you could ever have.
Mm-mm.
And it was like you literally just drink peppermint essential oils. Like, ugh, it was disgusting.
Like I could taste it in my mouth.
That's the only time they've ever done me dirty.
Yeah.
Everything else. Mm.
So good.
And so having all of the things I love combined. Mm. It was.
And their cakes are so like moist.
I know. And I ate it by myself, thank God, because Skylie does not like anything lemon or blueberry. So I was like, this is my time to shine. So I like split it up between 3 days
mm-hmm.
and it took everything in me to not eat it all at once. I had to like stop myself because I was like, girl, the calories like, in this are insane. It's like my entire intake for the day, probably.
You just reminded me to go to Sprouts because Hailey Bieber came out with her own ice cream that's based off the Erewhon smoothie.
Ooh, yum.
And they just put it in Sprouts because I think before it was literally only available at Erewhon or like you know grocery stores we don't have here
mm-hmm.
but apparently it's supposed to taste exactly like the smoothie and I love that smoothie. So
you think they're gonna open an Erewhon here one day? They have
I
to.
Actually I saw rumors they're opening one in Newport.
I was gonna say they have to open one in Orange County first.
Yeah, I feel like Newport, and then like if they did one in La Jolla here I feel like it would do good.
Yeah, I was gonna say North County San Diego would do mm-hmm. better.
Like don't put one in like where we live. No. Wouldn't do
no. We like, can't afford that down
but
here.
But like Del Mar?
The fancy areas.
Encinitas?
Like Encinitas. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like go for it. I'll make the drive.
I'll make the drive for sure.
Yeah. I hope they do one day. I hope they're expanding like all over.
Oh my God. I saw a funny TikTok of the Erewhon in, is it West Hollywood?
Is it like orange on the outside?
I don't remember what the building looks like, but that the parking lot.
Oh my God.
Is it
Culver
West
City? No.
Culver City.
Yeah.
Yes.
That parking lot is ratchet.
I was like, why do they have it? I didn't even know that they had one in Culver City. I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Like, that's not the vibe in Culver City.
It's literally like giving like random like abandoned parking lot.
No.
I think we probably saw the same TikTok. I was like, what the hell is this?
No. And it was like, looked like it was under construction. I was like, ew. Yeah.
And all the other Erewhons have like valet parking.
Yeah. I don't think Culver City fits the Erewhon vibe.
No.
No. It's more like, I think there's a Whole Foods.
See, Culver Whole City. Foods is fine.
Whole yeah. Foods, yeah. Like, I love Whole Foods. But Erewhon, that's Malibu behavior.
Yeah. I saw that parking lot, too. I was like, oh, no. I'm not leaving my car there.
Yeah. Okay. My next one is to go, same with the nighttime thing, is to go stargazing. I just realized three of these things are nighttime activities, but summer nights are, like, the best.
Yeah.
To go stargazing. So, I have never done this. Mm. I've always wanted to. I love looking at the stars.
Yeah.
I actually looked into getting a telescope. They're very expensive.
I can only imagine. Unless you get like a cheapy one.
Well, that's what I wanted. But apparently they're like actually the worst.
Mm. So it's like not even
worth
buying.
So it's not. Because the cheapy ones are like still $70.
Oh.
Yeah. I was expecting like $30.
Yeah. Maybe $20.
And the ones that are like worth it are like $300 apparently.
Oh.
I was like, that's not what I wanted.
No.
I'm like, I just wanted to do it like once.
Mm-hmm. You're like, that's it.
I wasn't going to make it like a new hobby. I just, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to like, you know, in the movies when the guy would be like, oh, I come out here when I need time to think.
Oh my God. It's like on a rooftop and they're looking at the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to do something like that. Or they like, they drive to like a mountaintop with like, with their truck and it's like a view of the city.
It's like just like a clear sky.
Yeah. He's like, sometimes I come here to think.
Did you, okay, not to get like on a tangent. Did you see the It Ends With Us trailer?
Yes.
We should go watch.
Did you read the book?
No, but I just bought
you
it actually.
Have to.
Yeah, because I really want to read it before it comes
you
out.
You have to.
But just from the trailer, I was like kind of shook.
I'm so happy they released that trailer because same thing. When I saw Justin, I was okay with Blake Lively.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she voice is good.
The outfits were throwing me off. So.
No.
I was like, Miss Girl, I know you don't have a stylist and all, but. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure they have a movie stylist, but or a set stylist, but I was like, this isn't giving Lily Bloom. Because when you read the book, you'll understand.
Because they're like young, right? That's what I've been reading. But they're like.
Yeah, they're like in their probably around our age. That, yeah. That was the vibe I got from the book. And she was very like, she had like a punk rock type of flower shop.
Mm.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just like the character that we were seeing like pictures of that Blake Lively, like the way that she was looking.
Dressed, yeah.
It just, yeah. And then also just like the hairstyle and like everything. It didn't make sense.
That's what I've been hearing. A lot of people were complaining about the casting.
Yeah. And then also probably just because like I love Jane the Virgin so much, but like who Justin Baldoni played in Jane the Virgin and knowing who he was going to play after reading the book, his name's Ryle.
Yeah.
I was like, it just didn't. I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. And then who they chose to play Atlas, I think he fits it.
Okay, I've been seeing a lot of people like are fine with his casting.
I'm fine with him. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he is as an actor, but I'm talking about the way that he looks.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, his makes more sense. And also, like, Justin Baldoni's looks, it does fit Ryle. Because he's, like, supposed to be, like, a doctor and, like, a successful guy. And I feel like he gave off that vibe in Jane the Virgin, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's, like, the personality twist where he's, like, the dark side of him. I just hadn't seen him do that. So, I mean, he did a little bit of that Jane the Virgin, but not, like...
Not anything, like, crazy, like, from what I... Not the trailer from what... And, like, from what I've been seeing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, not for who Ryle's supposed to be.
Because it's, like, domestic violence, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, the book is, like, trigger warning. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I had to, like, take... some time I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Stuff gets heavy.
It got heavy. It's one of the best books I've ever read, though. Both of them, the series, so good. And I cried so much. But yeah, after watching the trailer, I was like, oh my God, no, I see it now. Like, it makes so, like, I get it. And it made me so happy. So I'm like, I'm so excited for you to read it.
Yeah,
we should watch it together when you're done reading it.
Yeah.
When does it come out?
It comes out August, right?
I think
mid-August.
You have time.
I'm really gonna try to like get through like both. I know, like, even though the second movie, well, isn't like the second book like the prequel or like it starts with us? Yeah. Or is it still like a second?
Why don't I remember what happens in the second book?
Because I was getting confused. I was like, it's supposed to be like a prequel or is it like literally like a second part?
No, it's part two. It's part two. It's after it. Yeah. No,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something that would spoil it. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah. No. No, I'm gonna try to read both before.
Yeah.
It comes out.
Yeah, you're supposed to read It Ends With Us first, and then It starts with us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked It Starts With Us a lot. But I'm not going to lie. I love triangles mm-hmm. in shows and movies. Yeah. And so the first one had that. And I was like, oh my God.
Ooh.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I love it. Next. I love them so much. But
yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Stargazing.
Oh, right.
How did we get to?
Why do we do that?
It doesn't matter. Stargazing.
Okay. Yeah. Go look at the sky. Yeah. I need to remind myself to go touch grass sometimes.
Oh my God. It's just because sometimes when I take Ellie out at night and I look at the moon, I'm like,
I like
we're so small.
The sounds of the crickets.
Yeah.
Just nature, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, it's because we were talking about when a guy takes you to
oh my God.
A rooftop.
and then I was like, did you see?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway. Yeah. Go stargazing in the star. Okay, the next one I have is to visit a winery.
Ooh, cute.
Hopefully you have those around you.
Do you think people don't?
I don't know.
That's unfortunate.
I'm like, what if you live in the middle of Arkansas? Like, do you have
wine? People need wine.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a brewery if you don't have a winery.
Probably move.
Yeah.
I love wineries.
I just like getting dressed up, cute in a little summer dress and just having a day trying wine. And I don't even like wine that much, but something about a winery, I'm like, sure.
With cheese and crackers all day and fruit?
I was going to say with an appetizer, mm-hmm. a little charcuterie board.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
And plus, we have so many wineries here in, LA, too.
We're very blessed where we live.
Yeah.
When we were setting up for this episode, I was looking up, bucket list things just for ideas. And it was so funny because I was like, how do you not live near, a body of water? And I know I say this a lot, but, specifically, I didn't want to come up with just, beach mm-hmm. things because that's so easy for us. But
yeah.
Not everybody lives near a beach, so mm-hmm. I wanted to come up with more universal stuff. And I was like, this is hard. I'm so sorry, you guys.
When I was in Texas, I was like, what do you guys do?
No, I know. One of my coworkers I'm friends with, she lives in Illinois. And I was like, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? And she thinks it's so funny because she listens to our podcast. Hi. And she was laughing when I brought this up before, and she's like, you're so funny. And I was like, I just don't get it.
Yeah, no,
I'm stressed, I go to the beach. I'm happy, I go to the beach. I don't get it.
I'm just it's so, I feel especially I don't know if Texas is considered the Midwest, but I don't think so.
I think so.
You think? I feel it's so dry there. It's just land.
And so flat.
Yeah, it's there's not
much.
Were
you surprised when you went there that there's no hills?
Actually, yeah. And I was like,
weird, right?
It's, yeah, it's kind of odd. I don't know. When I was in the Uber to my hotel, I was like, what the hell?
So weird.
And I was like, this is really interesting.
Yeah.
And
it's really green though. Kind of weird.
Honestly, the houses were so pretty. What you were telling me, I was like, these probably would cost a bajillion dollars here in California.
Yeah, they weren't that much over there.
No, I was huge. They're so pretty and
yeah,
updated.
Yeah,
and
Dallas is really nice.
Not that much.
That's why I was I know Texas is questionable sometimes, but yeah. Just from California people, but Dallas is so pretty.
I will say I feel I had a culture shock because okay, well, obviously I'm sure men in dating world is not great anywhere at the moment, but I will say when I was there, I was the guys were so Southern hospitality. I was what the hell?
I told her to watch The Longest Ride with what's his name? Sam Eastwood?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you have to watch that movie while you're there and find a little bull rider.
No, literally. There were so many guys I think are cute were over there.
Yeah.
I was I should have came back with a boyfriend.
Little cowboy hats.
Yeah.
And they're
with their denim
wrestling
jeans.
Belts looking
yeah.
things.
their
cowboy
tank
belts.
Tops.
Oh my God.
No, literally. I talked to this guy at this cafe that he was working at, and oddly enough, he was from Venezuela.
Oh.
And I was like, what are you doing in Frisco, Texas? Yeah. He was like, oh, I just moved here because I wanted a change. I was like, oh.
So you chose Frisco?
I was like, not. I mean, at least Dallas is 20 minutes away, but I'm like, Frisco is really specific.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever, to each their own. Yeah.
And you didn't find a cowboy.
I did see a lot of cute cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe the lack of courage to go up to one really got
to me. It was the migraine.
It was the migraine. Just, only lasted a day, but mentally it lasted me 5 days. I don't know what we were talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. God. This is going to be fun for you to edit. Anyway.
I'm just going to like leave all these random bits in. I don't know what we said. You were talking about your coworker that lives in Illinois. I don't remember anything before that.
Why do we keep blacking out? It's because it's 10:30, 10:50.
Okay. It's almost 11 p.m.
Oh, my God.
I think it was your turn. We'll just...
What did you say? Wine tasting.
Wine tasting, yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, my God.
And then I think... I don't know if this is your last one, but I have one more.
Yeah, I'll do my last one.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. Again with the nighttime one. I guess I love summer nights.
You're like, this episode's called Summer Bucket List Items to Do at Night.
I
know.
I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be at night. It's, mm-hmm. it's just people. Okay. It was to host a game night. I guess you don't have to do it at night, but it's, they're just called game nights. But I guess you could do it during the day.
Host a game day.
Game day. I don't know.
Midday.
But my friends and I, we've been doing this a lot lately, and we'll just kind of like swap houses or something. Mm-hmm. But it's really fun because we like make it a thing. Like everybody brings their own food. It's kind of like a potluck. And then one of our friends who's been hosting, because he just loves hosting, him and his wife.
Yeah.
And like the other day, he made tomahawk steaks for everybody.
Wow.
Last weekend, he made burgers and hot dogs for everybody. Like,
my gosh.
he loves hosting. But they make it like a thing. Mm-hmm. Like they have so many fun like snacks for everybody. And it's not just like throwing, like you buy something store-bought, like you're making it.
Yeah.
And it's just like the activity of being like, oh, like everybody's coming over. And everybody's like bringing their own stuff too. And then mm-hmm. since we do it so often, we like trying different things each time. And it's not just like bringing chips and dip, you know, it's like we make it fun. Mm-hmm. And then just trying different games, and also like making cocktails or like mocktails for everybody. Ooh. Is so much fun.
Yeah.
My friends have been on an espresso martini kick right now.
Yummy.
I don't, as everybody knows, I don't like coffee.
Oh, but right. I was like, wait, why?
I've been... drinking pineapple juice with tequila.
Ugh.
Delish.
That makes me gag.
I know, it reminds me of my clubbing days.
That's why.
But just like a little something.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just like finding new games to play with your friends is a lot of fun. It's very wholesome. I feel like my activities are very wholesome.
I feel like they are too.
Yeah.
It's like nature. Like
I know. I'm like simple. Spending time with friends.
Yeah.
I'm in like I don't know how to explain it, but like I think when you're at this age and you're just like, okay, well, we're over going out, and also we need to save more money now that we're getting older. Mm-hmm. We're like trying to do more laid back type of things.
Yeah.
So that's why we've been doing a lot of game nights with our friends. But it's just fun because we all will bring like different games and just kind of see what we want to do.
Yeah.
And we get so competitive. So it's so fun.
Yeah.
And we do it for hours.
So. I love that.
I just like making it a thing.
Mm-hmm.
An event.
Last one I have is to go to a concert. I feel like this kind of benefits you if you live in the Midwest or South, because I always feel like there's like summer country concerts.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like regardless, I guess there's always like a summer festival or like summer concert series.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you live. And I just feel like it's a good time to like go to an outdoor concert.
A lot of them are free too.
Yeah.
This park by my house has summer concert mm-hmm. series where it's every Sunday. It's called like the Sundown.
Oh my God, cute.
Sundown concert something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like every Sunday they're mm-hmm. having different just like random little local bands like, playing. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very like wholesome. You don't need to like spend an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm. I know. They're normally going to be like $10 or $20 if you have to pay.
It's like nothing crazy.
No. Because mm-hmm. it's not like a big band. It's not like Justin Bieber.
I know. My God. I was like literally like in World War III on Ticketmaster today trying to get Gracie Abrams tickets.
I saw, but you did it.
Like 6 hours later, which she added crazy. A third show.
And really?
Because I'm so chronically on my phone. I saw her post about it and I don't think a lot of people realized because it's like 3 p.m. It's the middle of the workday.
Yeah.
Logged right on and got my tickets.
You're but like, ray.
At 10 a.m. there was 40,000 people in front
like
me.
You're first in line.
Yeah. And I was like, thank God I finally got
these. She's been blowing up lately.
Her and Sabrina. Oh my God. I'm so scared for Sabrina's. Like next tour, it's gonna be so hard to get tickets.
Yeah,
I'm terrified.
I know, I feel for you.
Yeah,
I'm one of those people who jumped on the bandwagon, so I'm like, sorry.
I'm like,
you've been trying to tell me about her for so long. So
you and Melissa, I think Melissa finally turned into a stan. I know you're listening to this, so
yeah,
you're welcome.
No, honestly, thanks.
Yeah, she's so good. I'm like, I was looking at my concert pictures from like her first two tours, and I'm like, wow, I'm never getting that close again.
No, that's how I feel about I'm never gonna forget it when Ariana Grande came to our little town. She's never gonna play at that venue ever again. She's only been there twice.
Yeah,
She's never going to go again because she's Heck too no. big now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say which one it is because
that's like niche.
It's way too niche.
Yeah.
And I saw her both times she went.
Mm, she was so little.
She was so little. It was her Honeymoon Avenue tour when she was wearing her cat ears and like little tiny little skirts and things, like sparkly things. And I was in like the third row and it was $120.
Yeah.
And she came on my birthday. That's and that so was iconic. My second time seeing her yeah. live. The first time was also same tour, the Honeymoon Avenue tour, but I saw her in Anaheim and then mm-hmm. she added a second leg and she went to our little tiny town. Yeah, we live in San Diego, but there's like a part of San Diego.
I feel like we act like we live in like
it's cause
some random
is.
City in Kansas. They're like our it's little small like, town.
It's because, okay, it's like we live where we grew up. It's like a small area. In San Diego mm-hmm. that like if you're from San Diego, like a lot of people don't really go
yeah,
to this
that's
part.
True. Yeah.
And it's like when you're from that part of town, you don't really leave that part of town. Like mm-hmm. so many people from like my parents' generation, they're born and raised there and they just never
like
moved.
Left.
Like
yeah.
me living in this part of San Diego is like I live in the city. Mm-hmm. Like it's it's different.
You're like I'm a city girl.
I'm a city girl.
Yeah.
Compared to them. Like it's not yeehaw mm-hmm. at all. It's no. it's a nice area, but it's just like there's no reason to really leave, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's just different.
Yeah.
And it's like they have their own venues down there too. Mm-hmm. It's just different.
I feel like, I don't know, like our Europe listeners are probably like imagining some like farm town.
And it's not. It's not. It's like a suburb. It's yeah. literally the suburbs, mm-hmm. like a Disney Channel show, suburbs, yeah. but it's just its own little world, I feel like.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm never going to experience that again for $120. No. Oh, and then I remember my parents wanted to get me meet and greets because Aww. They knew how much I loved yeah. her. And I remember they were like, it's because I went with Gunny and mm-hmm. they paid for mine and his ticket. And on top of that, for the meet and greet, I think it was like $300.
Which is like cheap. Compared to cheap, now
but at the same time like my parents are two working they're yeah. both working they have mm-hmm. kids like you know it's not cheap for them
yeah
but I'm like and so they couldn't afford it to pay for both me and him and I'm like if I only had to pay $300 now
oh my god
like I understand for them yeah it wasn't easy mm-hmm. but I'm like me as an adult I don't have kids I have no responsibilities
yeah so and it's like you make your own money
I make my own money now and it's like just me and Kali we're good mm-hmm. I'm like dang
you're like damn it
I know and I'm never gonna get that back now it's like thousands of dollars I would go into debt
no literally I will say like I feel like artists are like ripping off their fans because like when I was getting tickets for Gracie today like love her to death but she had a VIP package for like $310 or like $312 $300 yeah
uh-huh
literally you don't even get to meet her I'm like so what am I paying for just like a freaking
oh no like lanyard? The area the seating area is like, that what it is?
It just said early entry for pit. And I'm like, I hate being in pit.
I want to sit.
Yeah, because one, I want to sit. And two, like half the time I'm too short to see anything.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
And so like this VIP package that was $300, it came with like all this like goodie bag stuff. And then it said like a Polaroid photo op. And so I'm thinking like, oh, like
with her?
No.
Yeah. Just a few.
It says no artist interaction with like a little asterisk. I was like, oh, so when I'm paying $300 for like for a goodie bag and a Polaroid photo of myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to go
like,
see.
I could do that with my Instax.
Yeah. I was like, I could do that with the Tezza app. So did not get that clearly. I was like, just give me a general seat and I'll be fine.
Yeah, I know. And also like Sabrina, she had her little tiny tour for the emails I can't send.
Yeah.
But then it was just ever since Taylor's like that really changed her. Her life which is like great for her but
yeah
not
I
for
remember
you.
Like when I lived in Orange County my roommate and I drove down to here mm-hmm. to see her for tour her
she
tour.
Was here
yeah
oh bummer
she was in North Park somewhere
one of the little
theaters
I know
the little San Diego theaters and we literally just like bought tickets as we were like driving down
how much was it
like $50 or like Aww. Something like 70 at the most maybe
yeah
and we stood in the back and it was still like a good view and I was like yeah. wow RIP
she's
to
so
that.
Funny
she is
like I'm glad because she deserves it mm-hmm. she's such a great performer
no
but
she is
I understand your frustration as an RE stan a long time RE stan.
Yeah it makes me like so sad
Oh my God, can I rant really quick?
Yeah.
I know this is long, but I'll make it quick, I swear.
Yes.
In case it wasn't obvious, I love Ariana Grande, okay? Mm-hmm. And I have been a fan of hers for so long, okay? And these little teeny boppers.
Mm-hmm. I know where you're going with this.
Okay.
Speak your truth.
I'm like, I need to let it out. I've known for for a very long time. And I wouldn't, I mean, I'm a huge fan of hers. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm like one of those people where it's like, I follow fan accounts.
Yeah.
And I like know what she's doing all the time. Mm-hmm. I only keep up with her based on like what she's posting. And I've always been that way. To be fair, before she like got really big, she used to interact with people way more.
Ugh, like on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Before she deleted it.
When her like tiny elephants phase and everything.
Oh my God, stop, I miss that.
Yeah. She used to interact with people a lot on TikTok. Like she acted like she wasn't famous.
Yeah.
And so it was like easier to keep up with her versus now. It's like very different now. So I'll, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, I've always been such a huge fan of hers and I love her so much, but I'm not like running fan accounts or like following fan accounts. Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like she was just more interactive. So it was easier to know like what she was doing, what she liked, what she didn't like, blah, blah, blah. Cause she would just talk all the time. She was like chronically online too.
Yeah.
And she also always did live streams. Mm-hmm. And back in the day when I was like 13, 14, I was like, woohoo. Like, yeah. I loved it. So anyway, because of that, I've always known she got famous, mostly famous. Like her big break probably was on Broadway when she was like 8 and she played Annie.
Oh my God, I remember this.
And she's a theater kid.
Yeah.
Like she's always been a theater kid. I've watched like all of her interviews and stuff and she always talks about different musicals. I don't really know anything about musicals at all.
Same.
But I actually don't know anything about musicals at all. But I do know that in her Yours Truly album, which was her first album.
Yeah.
There's a song called Popular Song, which I love with all my heart.
Yeah.
Popular. Yeah. It was sampled from Wicked.
Yeah.
And I knew that. Mm-hmm. I feel like most people know that popular song from Wicked.
That's what I was. Yeah.
It's very common with Kristen Chadwick or whatever her name is.
It's like Mamma Mia. I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah. It's like everybody knows that song. Mm-hmm. And so it was sampled from that. And it's like very fitting because she's always talked about from way back then how much she loved Wicked.
Yeah.
So when she got this role, I remember so many people were like, it's just because she's Ariana Grande, like she doesn't deserve it. I'm like, she's literally a theater kid. Like she has talked about this in so many interviews since like Yours Truly to now. Like she just always talked about Wicked specifically, but also just musicals, and like she's a theater kid.
Yeah.
Like if she wasn't Ariana Grande, she would have been in like community theaters, you know?
Yeah.
And so people were like talking about it that way where they were like, oh my God, this Ariana Grande has a song from like 2013 or whenever it came out.
Yeah.
And it's like sampled from Wicked. She manifested this. I was like, yeah.
You're like, yeah. No
and
kidding.
The only reason why that bothers me is because these are the people I'm going to have to fight for tickets.
Literally.
When it wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
And the past two concerts, I already paid like $400 for my ticket each time, which I'll do it again. Like
you're like, don't test me.
Don't test me. Like I'll do it.
Yeah.
The thing is though, I know it's not going to be $400.
Yeah. It's going to be like more.
It's going to be more.
Yeah.
And I always have gotten good seats. Like I paid $300 for one of the Sweetener. I went to two of the Sweetener concerts and one, I paid $300 for floor seats.
Yeah.
And I was like in the 20th row or something. Mm-hmm. So it was like pretty good. I saw everything. And then in another like Dangerous Woman tour, I paid like $200 and I was like right above the floor. So I had good seats.
That section sometimes.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm never going to get that back. And I'm going to have to spend so much money now that I'm an adult and I have my own money. Like I'm more particular with how I spend my money. Yeah. And like $400 when you have rent to pay is different than when you're living with your parents. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because so many people online were being so mean to her for getting Wicked. I'm like, you guys are so mean.
That's how I feel about like Sabrina and the whole like Joshua Olivia thing. And I'm like, you guys were haters. I was like, get out. I deserve tickets.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
And it was, oh my God. And then I saw something too where somebody posted like she posted the B emoji for the Manchester anniversary like she does every year.
Yeah.
She has a tattooed on her. Mm-hmm. She's made it clear.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, I saw on TikTok, they were like putting the pieces together.
Please.
And I was like,
where have you guys been?
And I'm like, how old are you?
Yeah. You're like, this is like way before your time, clearly.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's my rant. It's just.
I agree.
I'm like, yes, she deserves all the love, all the fans. She's like one of the best human beings in the world, I think. Yeah. I love her so much. But I'm like, it's just frustrating because of how hard it is to get concert tickets now.
Yeah.
And people are so, I don't know. They're just like barely starting to like realize her talent. I feel like people have just been so mean to her because of her like dating.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's true.
that I'm like, ugh.
That's why I like feel with Sabrina and Gracie, because I feel like they both got big from Taylor.
Oh yeah,
because like they were both like just such small little like artists.
Yeah,
and I'm like now, which I don't know why Gracie's playing like these small theaters. I'm like, she could easily sell out like bigger venues.
Yeah,
but I'm like, gosh, I'm like, it's a bloodbath trying to get like,
it's gonna be hard
tickets.
I know. And then especially because Ariana Grande, she was like, I don't know if I'm gonna do like
a big tour.
A big tour.
I'm like,
and I was like, oh my god, it's even worse.
I'm like, we're gonna have to fly to like Kansas or something. To, like,
and I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love this woman. I've never missed a tour since she started touring. So I'm like, oh my god. But she was like, oh, I'll just do a little something, like something small. I was like, what does that mean? If like, it's gonna be like the sweetener sessions, I'm never gonna see her again.
Oh my god, no, please.
I didn't even know that those happened, and I followed her online chronically. So yeah.
No, literally.
That's my rant.
Yeah.
It's just the hype culture these days. It's very hard. It's very hard to like get to do what you want to do because everything sells out so fast.
My God, literally.
That's it. End rant.
End rant. End episode.
2 hour episode.
Hour and 17.
Oh, God, you just texted me. Are you recording? It's 11. Sorry.
Sorry. We're ending right now.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's enough chit-chatting.
This
from
wasn't
us.
Just summer bucket list.
Yeah. This was like a summer bucket list, life updates, hot takes. Side tangents all in one.
We need to keep our episodes short.
Yeah, that's a next week problem. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok. Until then, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.